Hello there everybody, this is Gosha from Cosmic Agency. Guess what time it is? It is actually 12:15. Yes, the day is getting longer and soon there will be no night here in Finland, and it's a quite interesting feeling. But today I want to talk to you a little bit about what, especially in the Spanish channel, I've heard some people say, and that is about us giving information that, according to some people, is negative or bringing them down. That especially relates to those reports that we present to you about the current situation and about all the cabals, actions, and everything we do to basically warn people and protect them. This is exactly actually my point. I wanted to explain that from my perspective, this is completely the opposite. The information here presented is not to bring any frequency down, is actually to dispel the darkness and to bring awareness, education, and illumination onto it. It is to inform people and to make them aware. It is to protect them. A spiritual warrior, as I see, is someone who is fighting ignorance, self-ignorance, first of all, but also the ignorance in the world. And it is to fight fear and to illuminate the dark. In my heart, there is a great, great passion and determination to protect the humans and to oppose the lies that us have been living under for such a long time. It is to oppose the oppressors, the tyrants, and to expose them for what they are. When I see the level of lies that we have been under, especially for the last months, my heart just breaks and I feel great compassion towards the human race and my making those videos with the information, no matter how disturbing they are. This is to liberate them from those lies. I believe this is not about looking away from the enemy, but looking at it straight in the eye, undestructible, knowing ourselves for who we are, eternal, all-powerful, fearless, but still looking at it. And that's when we discover ourselves to be uncontrollable, to be fearless, to be someone against whom they cannot throw those lies, because we are becoming impenetrable with their lies. And the information we present doesn't promote fear. The reality is already here. It's not something that we are talking about that is going to happen in the future, in the distant, faraway future. It is already here. The shadows are already created. So it is to make people look at the reality already here, so they know how to protect themselves and so they know how to dismantle it. Yes, the humans, us, unconsciously, egregors-wise, we have created it, and now it's time to look at our creation, look at our manifestations, and dissolve them. And there is still time. That's why it's such an urgent matter to expose all this and make people react. Standing still is not the option right now. Standing still is what got us in this mess in the first place. Not looking, not questioning is what made them manipulate us so easily in the first place. And they are relying on that, relying on us wanting to be comfortable, choosing the comfort, choosing to be still, choosing to obey. And the other group of people is choosing not to see, not to hear, not to create. Not to create. And that's another group of spiritual people that I'm seeing here now that are refusing to act because they are afraid to create. However, as I already said, the creation is already here. Look outside. Can you go outside? Are you on the house arrest? Do you have to wear a special weird-looking clothes over your mouth or not? Or are you free? So yes, what we focus on, we create. However, what we have created is already here. Let's face it. Our shadows and our nightmares are already manifested right in front of our face. And turning away from it is not going to dissolve it and move us into the positive timeline. Is to look at it, become educated what's in our timeline right now, so we know what to choose next. A spiritual warrior is not someone who denies their shadows. Our shadows, our collective shadows, are already here, and it's not the time to deny them. The spiritual warrior is the one who faces them head on, courageously, fearlessly, but faces them, looks the enemy in the eye. As I read here today, a spiritual warrior must have the specific awareness to recognize that he is at war with the darkness of ignorance. A spiritual warrior courageously confronts and overcomes negative manifestations. Humanity's shadows are already here, knocking on our door. Yesterday I was looking at the information about an act that has been presented in the Congress as an idea only so far, about them being allowed to just enter your house, enter anybody's house, and basically tell you to be tested. The shadow is already here. The reality we are trying to move away from is here. So sticking the head in the sand is not choosing the positive timeline. It's not knowing what hits you when it does, and not being able to move away before it does. And above all, it's about not being able to warn others, whose heads, by the way, are also in the sand. No one is looking. If everybody has their head in the sand, who is going to be there to protect and warn the humans? And humans still have the chance and power to move away. That's why it is so important to educate them, to educate ourselves, to be informed, to be aware, no matter how disturbing the situation is. It is already here. It is already here. Now it's in our hands, in our power, to do something about that, to move away, to defend ourselves and our right on this planet. The humans must be given the data, the details of this wicked plan, so then they can choose which way to go. It's part of the awakening process. Knowing that you are in the mud, realizing self-awareness, it takes deep self-awareness, knowing and realizing that we are in the mud is crucial before we can start getting out of the mud. We won't be able to get out of the mud as humans, as a race, collectively, if we don't know that we are in the mud. So that negative timeline, as according to some we are focusing on, is already here, is already created. We haven't invented it. We are not making it up. This is what's happening, and knowing about it is a necessary part in order to align ourselves with a more positive timeline, so we can choose, so we can refuse the negative one. So in my understanding and my belief, it is our responsibility as starseeds here on Earth to be pointing the humans towards the higher realms, towards the higher power inside of them, but also towards the darkness they have buried themselves in, showing them the reality of the mud they are in. Otherwise, they won't be able to get out because they don't even know they are in it. But then they can rise above it. They can transcend it. They have the power. We are just pointing to things in the reality so then they can choose. They are not looking at the facts. The most people are on Earth are not looking at the data. They are just following as sheep. They obey. If we are not going to look at the facts and expose the lies, who will? They will? No, it's our job. It's our responsibility as protectors of the human race. So as protectors of the human race, it's our job to make them aware of the complete picture of the situation. The idea of a spiritual warrior is not to not see the enemy, but look at it straight into its eye, recognize it for what it is, and with all the power granted in you, rise above it by shining truth onto it. And the vaccines are a perfect example of this. The vaccines are now more and more widely rejected in the world by many people. And why is that? Because someone had the courage to look at its content, to look what it is, not to move away and just focus on the positive aspects of the vaccine, but actually look at the contents and make others aware. And others became aware, others started to inspire others, the word got around, and now the vaccines by many, many, many people are being widely refused. But someone had to do it, someone had to look. So actually, as David Icke said in the latest video that I watched, actually, and I agree with it totally, actually this is our opportunity. this is the opportunity for the humans to wake up. If they realize they have been lied to, if they realize the extent of the manipulation they are under, this is actually their opportunity to wake up to other lies, to start making questions, to realize, wait a second, why are they lying to us? Why do they want to control us? Why do they fear us? Who are we? This is our opportunity. So showing the people the lies, showing the people the disturbing facts is actually waking them up and making them ask questions. Showing them the information, showing them the lies, making them aware and educated is actually an act of compassion towards them. That's how I feel. To be completely honest, looking at the disturbing facts of what goes on makes me stronger. Strangely, more liberated, more me, makes me more determined, more sure of my own light. Fear is a choice. Rather, use this energy to anchor yourself more in the truth that you are. Make that darkness contrast with your light even more. Turn it into an act of self-liberation from fears, doubts, small-mindedness, and limited beliefs. Personally, I do not fear disturbing facts. Exposing the dark acts and abuses of the controllers is liberating for me, thrilling even. Looking at the reality of the facts around us is not creating it. It's about the attitude you hold towards it if you let yourself fear. It's the emotion that it instills in us that creates, and in my case, the focus is on the emotion of liberation and humans becoming aware. Fear has no hold over me. As I see it, informing and warning the people is the act of compassion and push towards action. It doesn't bring my frequency down either. My frequency is within my domain of control. No one has the power over that. I only feel the frequency of freedom through it. It creates drive, fuels my essence to be me even more. If you look away, you unwillingly allow the controllers to continue with their abuses. You are being permissive. No see, no hear, no speak. But if you look, what you discover might inspire you towards action, and that in turn might inspire others. That's how the world changes. Let's use this situation to create global shift in consciousness and world transformation towards total liberation.